Gay campground faces backlash for banning transgender men, only guys. By Hannah Blow on February 22, 2021. Transgender activists are slamming a campground for gay men because it is excluding women who say they are transgender men. Owners of Camp Boomerang RV Park and Campground, a new, private gay campground in Orleans, Michigan, made it clear that the campground is for men only, effectively banning transgender men, biological females who consider themselves males. Camp Boomerang is a private, membership-only RV park/campground that allows only guys. Camp Boomerang co-founder Brian Quinn wrote, "Defining guy as a person with a penis who presents himself as male and has a state-issued ID that says male. We understand this statement, unfortunately, may not make everyone happy, but feel it needs to be clarified." Quinn continued, defending the campground's decision, "as it exists as a private membership-only entity. It is our hope that everyone who visits Camp Boomerang enjoys a comfortable, safe, non-confrontational environment going forward," he said. "Being a private membership-only entity allows us the ability to build a like-minded atmosphere," Quinn said. The statement from the new campground drew heavy backlash on social media, with transgender activists accusing the owners of acting in a blatantly transphobic manner by barring biological women from the private campground. "Since I seem to have a good platform on here, wanted to bring this to attention to gays in the Michigan and Midwest area about a campground opening up here next year," one Twitter user wrote, urging people to not go there as the owner will not allow trans men in, as I finally got it in written proof of the rules. A PSA about the new gay campground, SICK, in Michigan. "Their terms are transphobic and disgusting," one user wrote on Facebook. "In our community we fight for each other's," SICK writes, "and we stand together. We cannot allow for this type of exclusion, and frankly it makes me so sick. Please do not support Camp Boomerang RV Park and Campground," another user begged, blasting them for a lack of empathy and understanding for trans men. Another user called for a boycott of what he described as gay male-focused establishments for their prejudicial policies against our trans brothers. "Hate is hate. Period," the user said. "We never said anything about penis checks, but let's be real here. If we let transgender men in, and they go naked at the pool, that's when it's obvious that there's no penis," the camp owner said in a Facebook post. "Sorry to put it bluntly. But if you don't like the rules, quietly leave," he said. While radical transgender activists contend that the move is discriminatory, it is all biological women, not just transgender men, who are not permitted. The outrage comes as feminists condemn President Biden for embracing policies that remove any legal recognition of the two sexes and eliminates crucial protections for women in the federal government and beyond, effectively erasing women, as Breitbart News detailed. Biden has called on Congress to swiftly pass the Equality Act, which the House is expected to vote on this week.